I always wanted to come to the States eventually, and I think now is the perfect time to do it. And I'm very happy that Philadelphia gave me the chance to come here, and I can't wait to get on the field and make everything better.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Pitchside Podcast. Welcome to our podcast room, this beautiful space here in Unionland. I am coming to you right before I introduce a special guest. That special guest will sit right here in this seat. I'm warming it up for him right now. And if you've been following any of the news, you probably have an idea who this guest is. It's his first interview as a member of Philadelphia Union, his first interview as a player in MLS. That's right, he's coming from abroad, but he has American citizenship. He's a dual national, American-German. He has one international cap back in 2015. He played for the United States national team against Costa Rica. Jurgen Klinsmann called him up. And he's hoping, as he tells us in this interview, to get back to that point. He wants to represent his country again. That's why he's come to MLS, to push on from what was a 17-goal season for his last club. That's right, Sandhausen is going to miss Andrew Vooten and his 17 goals, one assist last year. We speak to him for the first time since he joined Philadelphia. He was just unveiled on the Men in Blazers show in Philly. He is a striker. He plays up front. He describes himself as a box player, which means that he is a poacher. He likes to get in there, finish off crosses. When I asked him, how did you score so many goals last year? He said we had a great right back who could serve a good ball. Union fans, you know that Kai Wagner can serve a good ball. He can put one in there. You've got a lot of guys, Harris Madunian, same way. If Andrew Vooten wants good service, he's come to the right place. And the Union want a hard worker up front, and he promised that's something that he has really grown into as a player, someone who values hard work to put him in the right positions to succeed. And the Union are going to need that because even though they have one of the best offenses in the league, they have the most goals in the Eastern Conference. Only LAFC has more in the league, and LAFC, of course, running away with the West right now. Even though the Union are scoring so well, they don't have anyone who's really run away with that top striker position. You have Kasper Schipilko playing really well, a guy who can hold the ball up, really get involved in the offense and the defense. You've got Ilsinho scoring off the wing. You've got Fafa Pico, who is creating chance after chance and just hasn't finished as many as he would like. So adding another name to that mix really gives the Union a chance to take a step to that next level. And that's what Ernst Tanner, Chris Albright, Jim Curtin, that's what they want from Vooten. He doesn't have to go out there and be the man. He just has to be someone who can take him to the next level. Really keep this offense clicking and then just get a few more finishes than they got in the first half. Because the Union, even though they're in first place right now, they've got a lot of big clubs chasing them. Atlanta, New York City, after slow starts, both clubs are climbing in the rankings now. Atlanta, an incredible defense back there. NYC, only one loss on the year. The Union have four losses. That's the second fewest in the East. NYC's one. That could change June 29th when the Union head up to Yankee Stadium, which is a baseball stadium, in case you'd forgotten. The Union head up there, try to hand NYC their second loss of the year after this Wednesday's match at New England. That's Bruce Arena's in charge of New England now. Might not be as much of a walkover as it was back when Philly beat New England 6-1 on May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. So that's the situation for the Union right now. A lot of big clubs chasing them, but again, everyone is chasing them. They have been in first longer than anyone else in the Eastern Conference this season. They have been the most consistent team in the East all season. Their back line is strong. They're going to be missing Andre Blake due to Gold Cup duty for a little while, but they've already used all three goalies on the roster, and they've still found success. So now with Vooten coming in, you're looking at a team that has a really strong midfield, really strong defense, and now you add another big name to that front line, another good option for Jim Curtin, someone who can play in the 4-2-3-1 or in the 4-4-2 diamond. He can play off another striker. He can also use the wingers to try and spread the team out and then get in the box and be that finisher. And so we're going to talk to Vooten. He talks a lot about his journey to Philadelphia, why he's excited to be here, what his hopes are for the season, and why he thinks he's a good fit here. And I talked to Jim Curtin, I talked to Ernst Tanner earlier this same day, and they both say that this is a guy who's really impressed over the last couple years, really has turned it on, taken his game to the next level. Again, you'll see him for the first time in Philly, July 20th, against Chicago. That's his first availability as a Union player at home. His first game for the Union could come as early as July 13th. The transfer window opens July 9th, so he will be available for selection beginning on the 13th at Real Salt Lake. So if you want to go, be part of the supporters groups that travel to these games, that might be a good one to go see Vooten make his debut. Again, no guarantees. He has to earn his spot because Spilko, Pico, Sergio Santos, these guys have been pushing hard to secure that top spot, and Vooten's just going to be another name in that mix until he proves he can take it away. So, without further ado, let's get to my interview with Andrew Vooten. Again, a guy, 29-year-old, American-German international, just signed for Philadelphia Union. His first interview here on the Pitchside Pod. I am going to take a step over to the left to my regular seat, but Vooten is going to occupy this. Let's do a little animation magic. We can just fade right to him in this seat. No, we're not going to do that to you. Let's get to the interview. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Pitchside Podcast. I'm Adam Kahn here with Andrew Vooten. Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Yes, correct.
Andrew Vooten.
Yeah, okay. It's okay.
Welcome to Philadelphia. We've got you here. We just ran you through a media day, and that's why you're in the full kit right now. It's not just what you wear around town normally. So tell me what this experience has been like arriving in Philadelphia and knowing that you're now a member of Philadelphia Union here.
Well, so far it's been amazing. Great experience for me. I'm very happy to be here. Everything's new to me. Got to get used to all that big stuff, great city, and I'm just enjoying the moment right now.
So do you know anything about Philadelphia, any of it, history coming in, anything like that?
Not really. I know a little bit, but I need to still catch up.
Okay, well, we have someone's going to take you around, do all that for you. So tell me, what sorts of things drew you to Philadelphia? Give me a little bit of the history of why you decided, when your contract ran out at Sandhausen, to head this way.
I always wanted to come to the States eventually, and I think now is the perfect time to do it, and I'm very happy that Philadelphia gave me the chance to come here, and I can't wait to get on the field and make everything better and just perform at a high level, and maybe I will get back to the national team. That's what I'm looking for, but at the moment I'm really happy and focusing on Philadelphia.
This is a good time for it because national team usually play with one striker up top. You get to make those runs in the box that you told me before you really have a lot of fun doing. So you told me before you're a box player. What does that mean?
Basically, of course, I work for the team, and if I don't work for the team, I don't score, and that's what I'm always looking for, to first help the team and then the goals will come.
Okay, and I talked to Ernst earlier, and one of the things he said was the past couple of seasons he's really liked how hard you work defensively. Is that something that you sort of learn over time, that like that's the thing that helps you get in the right positions to score?
Yes, I would say yes. When I work for the team, that's when I get or create the most of my chances, and I can make it here like I did in Sandhausen, and I'm really going to fight and give everything I got, and hopefully it's going to turn out really good.
Okay, great. And so I know Ernst has been following you for, I think he told me, 10 years now he's been following your career since he first saw you as a young player. And you made one appearance at 2015, right, with the U.S. men's national team against Costa Rica. And you're a dual citizen, correct?
Yes.
So give me the sort of your soccer history. Where did you begin, and how did you end up on Sandhausen in this position to come to Philly?
I started my career, my professional career in Kaiserslautern. I played the first league, but we got relegated. Then I moved to Sandhausen on loan. Then I went back to Kaiserslautern, got on loan again to FSV Frankfurt, and then came back to Sandhausen. They bought me out of that contract, and now I'm here in Philly and can't wait to get started.
All right, great. And so tell me, the American citizenship, where does it come from? Give me the story there.
Okay, it's very simple, or classic, I would say. My dad is American and my mom is German. He was stationed in Germany, and that's when they met, and then I came out.
Yeah, we don't have to explain all that on camera. But tell me, so where did you live growing up?
I basically lived in Worms. It's a small town in Germany. That's where I grew up.
Worms is the name of the town? Yes. So that first club you played on?
Yeah.
Worms is, no kidding. Because I've looked at that a few times and I'm always like, that's a crazy name for a team.
Yes,
it is. In America, you never use like the Dragons or something dangerous.
Yeah. No. Yeah, we weren't that dangerous back in the day.
Pretty dangerous now, 17 goals last season. Okay, just a couple more questions for you. Were you always a striker? Is this, even from like the youth level, I know Mark McKenzie, a defender here, started off as a striker in the academy and moved back. Have you always been a goal scorer, striker?
Yeah, always tried to score goals, and that's my greatest attribute. And yes, that's where, when I started as a striker, till now, and I'm very happy that I was a striker or am a striker, and that's...
All right, so I actually heard an interview with the head coach of the Union, Jim Curtin, the other day, where he was a defender and he only scored a few professional goals, and he was asked to describe what it feels like to score a goal, and he was like, it's hard to put into words, but everyone in the whole place wants to be you. Can you tell me, what does it feel like for you to score a goal? Like, your first goal, what's the professional goal? What's the feeling you get?
It was unbelievable. It's breathtaking. You can't really describe the feeling that you have at that moment. You always want more, so you want to score every time you step on the field, and to get that feeling. But I really can't describe the feeling. It's unbelievable.
And you, like, even after you've scored as many goals as you have, you still want it just as much the next one?
Yes. I want it even more.
Even more?
Yeah.
The next one's got to be better,
Yes.
So you just never get tired of
feeling never,
that.
No, never.
Wow. I bet that's pretty nice. So you're wearing number 7. Is there a reason you picked number 7?
Not really. At Sandhausen, I had 4 different numbers every year. But with the 7, I'm really happy. And 17 goals. I hope I can score 17 here. But it's a lot of work to do.
17 goals, you had 12 in the last few games, right? It was the last 18 games or something like that?
Yes, we were on a good run, and we really happy to didn't get relegated.
Yeah.
So we're really happy, and that was our goal in the first place, and we accomplished that goal, and we are really happy.
So real quick, 4 numbers in 4 years? How did that happen?
At first, I had number 12. I didn't really like the number. Then number 8 got free because the player left. I took 8.
I like 8. That's Gerard's number. That's my
okay. My 8 was good. Then I had number 23. It was also a pretty nice number. And now with number 7, I was really happy to have that number. And I'm happy that it worked out like that.
Okay. So I guess last question for you. You won't be able to play until the transfer window opens, so that'll be July 13th, could be your first game. What do you plan on doing in the time, aside from training? What are your plans in Philly until you actually can get out there and get on the field with the team?
I want to train every day to get in the best shape that I can to when I get started. Of course, I want to check out the city and get to know the Philadelphia more and more. But... I'm sure that some of the players will help me with that, so it's really not a big problem, I think.
Okay, and so when we start posting pictures of you on social media showing that you're a player, what type of food recommendations you want in the city? What do you want people to write in and tell you? What kind of foods you like?
I really like steaks, so if anyone got good ideas, I will take them and maybe check it out.
Regular steak or Philly cheesesteak? Because Philly cheesesteak is a special kind of food.
Yes, I heard about it, so I can't wait to try one of these. And if anyone got any ideas, I would love to take them.
Great. Andrew, thank you so much for taking the time to talk.
Thanks for having me.
All right, thank you so much to Andrew Vooten. Again, I have moved back, taken his seat from him, kicked him out of the podcast room. He has signed our podcast wall. We'll put that picture up online. Vooten, just an amazing guy, really humble. We've been around him all day here, taking him through his media day activities. Again, he was wearing his jersey, his full kit, because we put him through all the media day photos and videos and all that sort of thing. We put him through all that today, and then he was gracious enough to sit down in what is a pretty warm room here in the Pitchside Pod room. That's why I got all these scarves, so I can wipe my forehead if I need to. But really great guy. I think you're going to enjoy watching him on the field. And if you ever get to meet him in person, I think just a really nice guy. He was slightly worried about his English, but he had no problems. He was really easy to understand, spoke very well. It was wonderful to have him here. And thank you, Andrew, for taking the time to speak with us. And again, if you were at the Men in Blazers show, then you saw him for the first time come out on stage. He knew Ale Bedoya from earlier in his career. Just really great to see a guy who's going to fit in the locker room really well and be a good part of this team going forward. So really quickly looking forward for the Union. You've got away games at New England, at New York City. We already talked about those. Then you've got a doubleheader sort of against Orlando, where you travel to Orlando on July 3rd, and then Orlando comes to Philadelphia on July 6th. That's fireworks night. A lot of big activities. Got the Americana top coming out if you want to purchase that. It looks pretty cool. It's got a lot of stars, and you know, Adidas does their thing. Shout out to Adidas. You know, got sponsors on this show now. Pitchside Pod could use them if you want. So July 6th is going to be the first home game for the Union after the halfway point of the MLS season. But then Vooten again not available to play until July 13th, July 20th against Chicago. First game at home for him. And looking ahead, the Union really need to pull some points for these next few games because they have a pretty scary schedule coming up once you get to August, September. That's when you start to see your LAFCs. That's when you start to see your San Jose Earthquakes. LAFC, of course, coming to town. San Jose's on the road. A couple teams just really strong contenders in the Western Conference. So the Union really want to take advantage of these next few games to put some distance between themselves and all the teams that are chasing them in the Eastern Conference. So these Orlando back-to-back matchups are going to be huge. If you don't have tickets already, I suggest coming out to that July 6th game, because that is going to be one where the Union are really going to need the crowd. The crowd, Jim Curtin talked about this both in his post-game press conference after the New York Red Bulls game and recently at a podcast, live podcast with Sean Brace, Joe Tanzi over at Yards Brewery. The crowd makes the difference in those games where you need to come from behind, where you really need to push your team on. So that July 6th game is going to be a huge one. Talent needs to be packed for it. And before we leave here tonight, well, it's still today here, but whenever you're watching this, I want to talk briefly about one player that was recently recognized by Bobby Warshaw on MLSsoccer.com, Harris Madunian, as the player of the season so far. And it's interesting to point out Madunian because you see a strong defense, a strong attack for the Union. Madunian early in the season criticized for being perhaps a defensive liability as a defensive midfielder in the Union's diamond setup. And what you've seen over the course of the season is that those criticisms have disappeared, but the accolades that Madunian perhaps deserves for being such a strong two-way player this season haven't really arrived. He is near the top of the league in recoveries. He is near the top of the league in passes into the final third. He still delivers a great set piece. And his goal against Minnesota, if you haven't watched it, oh, man, watch it alone with the lights out, because that is a beautiful goal. It feels good. Upper 90s. I mean, that's one that MLS Goal of the Year contender written all over it. Set piece extraordinaire from Harris Madunian. And again, just a player that doesn't get all the accolades he deserves. When you need to transition quickly, you need someone who can make the right first pass out of the back. And then when you're in trouble, you need someone who can play a ball to the right positions up the field that allow your striker to challenge for it, so then you can get around the second ball. You'll see the Union really like to flood the areas around the second ball this season, and Madunian, a master at putting the ball in the right place so that next third, fourth step down the line, the Union are in control of the field. And he really just doesn't get enough credit this season for being such a strong two-way player. Ale Bedoya, Jamiro Montero, wonderful in the midfield. Brendan Aaronson, of course, if you follow the Union at all, you've heard us talk to him a million times. We're going to keep doing it because, as Jim Curtin said the other night, such a strong young player. But Madunian at the base of that system allows Jack Elliott and Austin Trussie to get the ball out quickly. And then he's also put himself in good positions defensively. Since those first two games when he got criticism, he has really turned a corner. And understands what he has to do defensively and executes game in, game out. Even in, on the far side of 30, he is still putting in the miles game after game. So just a quick shout out to him. And if you haven't watched the video FIFA Challenge with Harris and Brendan Aaronson, I highly suggest that, because you see what Brendan puts up with every day with Harris talking smack to him the entire time. And if you've ever come to a training session, you know that few players can talk smack as well as Harris Madunianen. He does it on the ping pong table. He does it on the pool table. And he does it in training every day. You will not find a more competitive guy or a better leader in the Union locker room. So that's the Pitch Side Pod. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you to Andrew Vooten for giving us his first interview since arriving in Philadelphia. Really great to have him on board. Again, look for him July 13th, July 20th against Real Salt Lake and then at home against Chicago. Thank you so much. Again, please share, subscribe to this podcast, show it to your friends, rate it, because that's what gets us out to everyone else who's a soccer fan who hasn't heard yet about the Pitch Side Pod, about all of these wonderful scars we have, all these guys who made a difference in Union history. Zach McMath, Andre Blake just broke all your records. I'm sorry about it. Seba Latu, you're always going to be a part of this place. You've even got way down the end Vincent Noguera, a guy who's here for a short time, really probably about before Harris Madunianen, the best passer the Union had ever seen. So thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Adam Kahn. Tune in next time for the Pitch Side Pod.